we say this so often on this show, your checkoff dollars at work. And one of your aspects of your checkoff dollars at work is the research. And the director of research for the North Dakota Soybean Council is Kendall Nichols. Hello, Ken.
Hello there, Mick. How are you doing in this fine, warm and unfortunately smoky day?
Yeah. I'm okay, I think. Quit running outside
in the smoke.
Yeah, man. You know, there's another reason to mask up, huh? Oh, man, alive. This smoke has really done a number on my voice. But, hey, que sera. There is a survey that you would like farmers to participate in. Is this one you're mailing out, or are you just asking farmers to get a link and fill her out?
Well, we're going to email it out, and we also have a link. If you go to the ndsoybean.org, that's our home webpage. If you just scroll on down, there's a green, and it's our agronomy priority survey. And just click on survey, follow the URL code, and the survey will pop up. It's done on the survey, and you can rate the product, rate the different items we have on there. And the reason we do this is your checkoff dollar is very important to the North Dakota Soybean Council. And the research we do in agronomy, we want to make sure that it is pointed towards exactly what the farmer needs some more information on. Is it weed management? Is it disease? Is it soil erosion, water quality, soil health? Or are we moving into precision farming? So there's a lot of questions, a lot of things we'd like to know from our farmers. And this survey would take you maybe 10 minutes, depending on how long you agonize over ranking these.
So it's like 0 to 5 or 1 to 10, or what's the rank there?
Well, question one is 0 to 7. Two, there's only 3 to choose from, very quick, yes, no question. Would you use a drone to scout fields if the drone could ID diseases or insect damage? Yes or no?
Okay.
And we also have comments on there. So if we've missed something, you get the opportunity to put your comments in. And, don't be bashful. If there's something that we're missing, make sure you let us know, because that's what we want to know is if we're missing something, if there's something we should be doing, taking a look, a deeper dive into. I certainly want to know that. So does our board of directors and our research committee.
Yeah, it seems to me that the people who stay married a long time, like you and I, I mean, we're not married to each other, but I mean, we're married to our wives. So the people who are able to maintain a relationship are the ones who are able to change over time. And I'm sure the soybean research has changed over time, like from the year you began as the director of research at the Soybean Council to now 2020. How do you see that changed? How has it changed?
It's changed in the fact that when I started about 9 years ago, we didn't spend nearly as much time actively searching for input from the farmers. But the things that have come across, resistant weeds, the water quality, other things have gained more footing mm-hmm. in cover crops. When I started, cover crops was the first time we heard cover crops. We didn't think we'd be funding that, but cover crops is now a very integral part of the research that we've conducted over the last 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, and you mentioned drones and precision agriculture. Once upon a time, that was not something of importance to farmers, and for now, we've got the soybean gall midge, and we've got the soybean cyst nematode, which continues to be a issue. So, yeah, things change over time, and so I guess you're just looking for input from farmers. What's important to the farmer?
Yeah, and you know, is do we need to spend more time and effort into any of these areas? And the ones who know the best are the ones out on the fields and our clientele who supply us with the checkoff dollars that we utilize in this. So it's your checkoff dollar being put to work, and we want to make sure it's put to work the most effective way possible.
Now, a reminder, I guess, this the title is the Agronomy Priority Survey. It's not like you know, a response to one of the questions. I want $14 soybeans every year. How can you? that's an unrealistic answer.
Yeah, and you know, you bring up a very good and important point is, you know, of course we want greater yield, but what can we do to get you better yields or increase quality of soybeans or make your life easier on the farm? And so if we can help solve some of the issues that keep you up at night, that's fabulous. That's just exactly what we want to do.
Sure. And for example, what research was funded, what topics were funded last year?
We, again, we've done some cover crop, some in the area of water quality. Soil health continues to be an important aspect. And in cover crops, taking a look at if you have a cover crop that, like a winter rye that you keep over winter, when do you terminate that? When do you get your best return on the buck? And Mike Osley out at the Carrington Research Extension Center has been looking at that. Right now, the recommendation is to terminate the cover crop 2 weeks before planting. But if it's a very wet year, you may want to delay that so that the cover crop takes up more moisture, more of the water before you plant. So it's never ending. It's always challenging, but there's a lot of different things that we can do. And as you mentioned, Dr. Berlin Nelson, who recently retired, spent a lot of time surveying, and unfortunately, he was successful in finding sudden death syndrome, which we didn't think we would have, and frog eye leaf spot, a disease that we thought was not going to hit North Dakota, showed up here a couple years ago, and we found a trace of it this year. But this year is not a disease year, it's an insect year.
Yeah.
So we also do research on insects, and aphids now are becoming resistant to some of the insecticides that we use. So, you know, it's a moving target, but we want to make sure we keep moving with the target. And we want to try and lead that target.
Excellent point. All right. And the survey deadline, you want all the answers in here within 2 weeks. I see it's Friday, August 20th.
Friday, August 20th. So that way we'll be able to compile all the information. We'll get it to our research committee. And in September, they'll be putting the priorities together, and we use this to send out to our researchers, and we can say, this is what the farmers think are important. How can you address this issue? And that way we get the research that's going to be most impactful.
So if you're a North Dakota soybean farmer, I assume it'll come in an email form. Otherwise, go to the your website and click on the online survey link and fill it out, huh?
Yeah, fill it out. It's pretty painless.
Good, because some of them are. But this one, piece of cake. And again, valuable information on both in both directions, from the farmers to the Soybean Council and from the Soybean Council to the farmers. Good stuff. Hey, Ken, thank you very much. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks a lot, Mick, and you take care and stay safe this weekend.
I will do that. You the same. Thank you.